A hopeless romantic might say the collection of campaign signs on the corner of Robertsville Road and the Oak Ridge Turnpike looks something like a flower garden, a festive midsummer explosion of reds, whites, and blues.
This is ridiculous, all the signs.
It's ugly. It's a nuisance.
Well, some of them, people's got, I bet you, 8, 9 signs out.
You know, everybody put one apiece. Because look, there's 3 of one man right there, just right next to each other.
I believe they should be banned statewide.
Well, so much for hopeless romance. Charles Guthrie, Ruby Roberson, and Georgia Hudson all had to walk the gauntlet of yard signs to get to the Oak Ridge Community Center, which is also an Anderson County voting site.
There are hundreds, I mean hundreds of these campaign signs popping up out of the lawn in front of the community center. There's a row of pickup trucks backed up against the curb. Each one has a huge campaign sign in the bed of it. There are shade tents all over the place, with candidates and volunteers smiling and waving at anybody who passes by. The whole place has kind of a circus or caravan feel to it.
For candidates and their volunteers, this is prime real estate. Patty Skelton's son-in-law, Ryan Spitzer, is running for a judgeship, and the signs give her one more chance to get his name out in front of the voters before they cast their ballots.
I know there's quite a bit of signs around here, but you know, it's not obstructing traffic or anything, so it's doing what we want to do.
County Commission candidate Denny Phillips hasn't thrown any of his signs into the mosh pit in front of the community center, but he doesn't have a problem with those candidates who do, and he thinks it makes for a festive atmosphere, something pointed out to him by a handful of out-of-town visitors.
Contrary to some of the naysayers here, they said it looked really neat and looked like an event and that we take our politics seriously here.
Ben Donahauer is an election strategist and blogger who writes a lot about campaign signs. He says signs can help the right candidate get a little name recognition, but a sign can be a poor investment if it's lost in the shuffle. His advice? Go crazy.
I worked with a candidate who had blue background with Blaze Hunter Orange name. And it was the ugliest yard sign you ever did see, but you couldn't possibly miss it.
In this digital age, yard signs almost have an old-world kind of charm, like campaign buttons and slogans like Tippecanoe and Tyler 2. But Donahauer says they still have a place in a modern campaign.
There's absolutely a place for it in the 21st century. There are people who notice yard signs. There's always somebody that's going to come up to the candidate saying, you know what, I saw the other guy has yard signs down the road from me, and I don't see any here yard signs.
If you hate the signs, like some people do, just be patient. Various laws and ordinances require candidates to remove them in the coming weeks, just in time to start putting them up again for the November election. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.